thank the Jeff Weinberg and Fresco, the Chevra at Meridian, for sponsoring this shiurim. Let's return to the sugya that we're in. Baruch Hashem, Eshbach Levanav Sichi, we're on page Samach Vav, but I know there are different editions. I had the old one, now I have the new one. So in the last week, someone said that wasn't the right. I don't know. It's where we're up to. Okay, thank you. The Maila says, part of the saying Shir, in the middle of page Samach Vav, again, I don't know if you have the other edition. If everybody would just keep the place with a little note, so that was sticky, that would be great. The Maila says, part of the saying Shir, the Lashon of the Shlach HaKadosh. The Maila says, part of the saying Shir, v'simoncha anivahu, v'vahoy, v'shiyana. So the Shlach says, k'sha'ani b'zbardus im v'hoy, v'hu, she'ashchina, azay l'ashem ha'yeshua. What is aniva hoy ha'yeshiyana? The Shlach HaKadosh is telling us something very, very profound. That the only time that it's possible for a person, b'emes, to come to that part of the Shechina that's within himself, is if he's alone with the Shechina. The same way, you can't come to that person, your friend, unless you're alone with a friend. You can't come to a husband, a wife, unless you have that privacy to develop a relationship. So with the Shechina, aniva hoy ha'yeshiyana. The Shlach says, "Kshani bezbardus imvai." When I'm spending time alone with Hashem, with the Shechina, Shia Shechina, azay la Hashem haYeshua. What's mean la Hashem haYeshua? Thank you. Means that presence of Hashem in my life has a Yeshua, la Hashem haYeshua. The only way there can be a Yeshua to this relationship is if I'm alone with the Shechina. So the Mechaber, the Tzaddik, explains. Kshani iman Hashem, in the middle of Samach Vav in this edition. Kshani iman Hashem, eni yochel yos levad im Hashem. When I'm with other people, I can't be alone with Hashem. Eni yochel yos levad im Hashem. And there is a Madrega we're going to learn later on, where Rabbi Nachman speaks about his bodhus when you're surrounded, when you're in a crowd of people. There's a Madrega being able to do that as well, but that's already very, very hard. To do that. That's really a big madrega, to be alone when you're in a room that's filled with people. But for a regular person, to be alone with Hashem and being with other people is a stira. So bilti efshar. Ani gam lo yochel leos lefad, b'lidos mekush u'mechubad la'af echad. Ani yirei chelik me'asav v'asiv, ani yochel yipard mehen. But on the other hand, I'm inseparable from other people. I have a family, Hashem. I have friends. I'm part of a community. I'm part of the tzibur. We have to take another look at the words of the Ramchal, the words of Maseil Sesharim. V'yokam and hakol hu ha'hizbaynidus. The Ramchal says that more precious than anything, more valuable than anything, is his baidus. Ki kemoisha meisa me'enav in yonei ha'olam. To the extent that a person is able to turn his eyes away from in yonei ha'olam. Now that's much harder now than it ever was before. The world wasn't that busy when you lived in some, you know, village somewhere. How long can you stare at the trees or at a cow or, you know, some neighbor walking every half hour to see somebody walk down the road. But the Ramchal says, Kamosha meisa me'ena v'nyona ha'olam, to the extent, to the degree, that a person is able to turn his eyes away from inyona ha'olam, kein mavir chemdosam milimo. So too, you're able to extract, to draw out, to drive out of your heart the chemda, that longing, that craving for all the things that surround you. So he explains, Hayasbardus he imkain. Hayam tsoy hayoser muchan likna shlemus apricious. The mana shall yevium havle chavere, and this is the Ramchal, la habil gam heim kamoisa. Only by being alone, the Ramchal says, is it possible for a person not to be drawn into the hevel, into the silliness, into the narishkai, and to become like everything that surrounds you. So what he explains is, if you're not able to tear your eyes away from the world, libcha nimsa sham. That means that's where your heart is. That's where your heart is. He's explaining what the Ramchal was saying, the lashon of the Ramchal, that v'yakamen hakol hu esbardus ki kamosha meiser me'enav. Only if you take your eyes away from the world. If you take your eyes away from the world, kein mavir chamdasa melibo. Only then can you take your heart away from the world. So that means that if you're unable to tear your eyes away from the world, from your phone, if you're unable to do that, then you should know that libcha nimta sham. That it's not just that your eyes that are caught up with the world, but it means that your heart has been taken by the world. If you can't take your eyes away from others, if you can't take your eyes away from the world, if you can't pull your eyes away from all of the distractions, the people, the things on the phone, and so on, if you can't take your eyes away, don't think that it's just your eyes, and don't think that it's just your attention or your thoughts, but it's mamish your heart that's being taken. That's what Ramchal is saying. It's mamish your heart that's being taken. It's that you're not with Hashem, you're not with yourself. Your heart has become public material. It's become public property. It's not you anymore. It's not you. It's not Hashem. If your eyes are stuck on people, places, and things outside of yourself, this is the sign of our generation with the technology. If your eyes are constantly gazing upon, looking at things outside of yourself, then you should know that means that you've also lost your heart. It means that you don't have your heart anymore. It means that your heart is also over there. As the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that, of course, when a person is thinking, that's where he really is. It means libcha nimsa sham. That's what the Ramchal is saying. Where your eyes are, that's where your heart is. See, your eyes are constantly upon others, so your heart is there as well. Your heart is not with Hashem. And your heart is not within yourself. It's away. A person therefore should know that you don't only belong to yourself, you're not just in your rishus. Because you've given yourself away to others by virtue of the fact that you are so fixated on others outside of yourself. Not to yourself, and certainly not to HaKadosh Baruch. There was a great tzaddik, he was a mashgiach in Lakewood years ago, Nosson Vachtfel was a tzaddik. He was a very humble, big Oved Hashem. And Nosson Vachtfel said once, it says in his Rishimis, that a person lives 70 years, and during those 70 years, has made Kiddush Levana hundreds of times. Right? The women don't go after Kiddush Levana, but he's made Kiddush Levana hundreds of times. That means he stands there at night and he's looking for somebody to whom he could say Shalom Aleichem. Right? That's what you do by Kiddush Levana. You say Shalom Aleichem. You're looking for somebody to say Shalom Aleichem to. He said, but there are very few people who have ever stopped to say Shalom Aleichem to themselves. You always, your whole life, you're looking for someone else, for a yid, to say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. But Rav Nosson says, but to say to yourself Shalom Aleichem, how could you say Shalom Aleichem to yourself? You never met yourself. You never met yourself to say Shalom Aleichem. Your whole life, you're only looking to see what's talking over there by somebody else. So you're looking for other people to say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. But yourself, you never gave Shalom to yourself. You're only giving Shalom Aleichem to other people, but not to yourself. Person that lives a life that's not his own life, outside of oneself. Page Samach Zayin in this Madura. V'zadav bor, ef shalizkos leif tahar. It's clear. It's impossible to be zeichet to a pure heart, the leif tahar, clean, pure. K'shamu'ur v'kosher ba'avaisais, when a person is bound and tied with ropes, l'kol havli adl mazeh, to all the havalim, this is what Ramchal is saying. To all the havalim of this world, Shata chelik b'menu. Because you shouldn't make the mistake to think that you're just an outside spectator to the world. If you're looking at the world, it means that you're participating in it. You're not just a spectator. You might think of yourself as being aloof and apart and separate, but it's not true. You're looking and you're part of it. And you're not alone. Hanitan lishpach lev kemayim. So therefore, is it possible for a person to pour his heart out like water? Lishpach lev kemayim. V'mahalev netam, if the heart is shut, if the heart is closed. V'kvar ein lo chefetz, o mashiach lo davish kedusha, and your heart is someplace else, it's not in the davish kedusha. Gamim ein chakezeh, ha-hevel shel chavarecha mishtarish b'leiv, even if you yourself are not foolish, even if you yourself are not filled with narishkeit, but just because you're looking and you're caught up with others, it's mishtarish b'leiv, the narishkeit becomes part of you. That's where your heart is. Tifresh, tisbodit. Therefore, we understand we can't get away from that. The Ramchal's not telling us to go live alone in a cave. Well, the Rambam did say such a thing. The Ramchal's not saying to live by yourself. But you need time. Tifresh, tisbodit. Tifresh, tisbodit. And nowadays, there's no such thing as tisbodit if you have your phone with you. Even if it's on silence, even if it's if you have your phone in your pocket, if your phone is anywhere within reach, I would say even in the same room, could be even in the same house. If your phone is anywhere that you could get to, you're not alone. Even if it's turned off, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. It's not shaykh to be by yourself if your phone is anywhere near you. There's no inyan of hizbardus with your phone. No inyan. Certainly not to do your hizbardus by looking at tefillahs on your phone. That's for the whole inyan of davening. A mincha, ma'ar, whatever, the phone is so ludicrous. The whole inyan of davening with a phone is a stira mineu bei to davening, where davening is a chetimsa of dveikus to the shechina, and it's not possible when you're holding something that has on it thousands of contacts, communications, requirements, schaivias and shibudim. It's not possible. Even if your phone is off, it's like you're davening in Yankee Stadium. In the middle of 60,000 people. It's not shy to daven like that. And people use their phones to daven from their phones. It's a stira to daven from the phone. I'm saying to this Rab, I would rather, chas v'shol, not be able to daven than to daven with the phone. So wherever, you're at a wedding and they stoop your phone to that. The worst, I had no choice. The other day I was at a simcha. There wasn't one person that had a little siddur, including myself. I don't like to have a little siddur because I don't go to Sakis. I don't carry a little siddur. And it was Sfir Soimen, and I don't know by heart. I didn't remember everything by heart in the Lamed Sech. I couldn't remember. So there was a guy that gave me the phone, and I just asked him if he would hold it. You know, it's okay, just can you hold it? I didn't want to hold it. I needed to use it, but at least that much, I tried not to hold it. I don't want to touch it by davening. Such a tumah to touch by davening. It's bad enough that we have to all day long with it. But by davening, by benching, by brocha, by... You're not alone. So the Baruch Shalom says, I finally got this guy for a couple of minutes. I got this girl a couple of minutes to talk to me, a little bit of a relationship. And he brought his girlfriend with him. She brought her boyfriend with him. That's what it is. It's not being alone. It's the fact that people could even think, any Jew from a few years ago that was raised, not now, looks at such a thing as being an insanity. A person standing with a piece, an electric thing at the davin. Especially if people do that, then the whole room is filled with siddur. I'm not talking about somebody gets stuck in the airport. I understand. But you go now to shuls and you see people standing there. I don't know why they didn't like. I asked the guy once, what do you use a phone? Get siddur. Ashkenaz, Sfaradi, whatever you want. What do you tell? Art school, English, translated, linear, translated, whatever you like. What do you have to stand there with this? He said, it lights up. I said to him, it's the biggest darkness, that light that lights up. It's a fenced darkness. That's all it is. It's not a light. It's a darkness. All right, I can go off that. Enough for now. I'll come back to that. Tifresh, tis boydeid. You have to go away. You have to be by yourself. L'man lo yiviyucha havle chaverecha la'habil kamoisim. That's Ramchal's words. Because without realizing it, the havolim of your friend is going to drag you into the havolim yourself. And now it's not even just your friend. Because all the different opinions and stations, and you're watching strangers, and all that narishkeit, all those things, don't think that you can look at those things and you're not, your heart is not drawn together with those at the havolim. They're not even your chaverim. They're stam people. Knows who they are. And you're drawn into those havolim.
Yeah, is the Mechaber talking about, when he's stressing Prisha, he's talking about the Sha'achas and Sporters, or he's talking about Dekachai?
He's talking about, the Ramchal's talking about the whole program, of not just, he's talking about Prishas and the Mezil Shoshan. Not Prishas like we're talking about now. It's Bechla.
Right.
Yeah. Kshodam Nitzel Levado. So we return, again, this is still the Teres HaKdama. He's explaining that Kshodam Nitzel Levado. We're going back to the subject of this, that he began with at the beginning of the parrot, that when a person is by himself, Allahu Livgoish is Nifilosa. He's very likely to meet up with his failures. Yiridosev, his yiridus. As a chatoim is chatoim. Vaharigoim hakoshim vamhimris piyasher. And those moments of his life when he went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he rebelled against Hashem's Baruch Hu, when he went against Hashem. He's much more likely when he's by himself to have such thoughts. When he's alone, he's much more likely to think about how far he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have people that go to sleep with headphones on. I don't know if you know, people go to sleep with headphones on. Or listening to things with the headphones. Earplug, whatever. They go to sleep like that. So there was once, at least, a Jew had 5-10 minutes till you fall asleep. If you have, unfortunately, some problem falling asleep, you can get in a half hour. It's quiet, a little bit to think about your day, about your life, about what's going on with you. A little bit. You put on the headphones. So even a podcast. Listen, I have no time. So like Ben Shapiro's from Guy. He's a nice guy. Someone was telling me that he goes to sleep every night. He listens to Ben Shapiro. That's his that's his hour of his bite of this. Every night to go to Ben Shapiro. I don't mean this again, Ben Shapiro. He's a shamanist. He's a yid, and I heard him a few times. He's a brilliant guy, and I enjoyed it also. But to go to sleep like that, that's a little bit to have, a little bit Isha Vadas, a little bit Manucha. Again, can you imagine? Think like 80 years ago, that you're a rich guy and you live in a shtetl someplace. So you hire somebody that when you go to sleep, it can keep on talking to you. your wife died already a few years ago. You're lonely, right? So what are you going to do? So you pay some guy. There's a poor guy in the shtetl. And you just pay him. He says, Yanko, do me a favor. What? He says, I'll give you 10 zlotas every night. Just when I go to sleep, just stand, lie down over there. And just say stuff. You know what? Politics. Talk about the weather. Talk about Biden and Trump. Talk about the Yankees, the Mets. Doesn't make a difference. No, just debor. Why? Why do you want to hire me for such a strange job to just debor? He said, because I'll do anything not to be by myself. That's what it would look like. I'll do anything by myself. Rabbi Yosef Beis Zechal of Rocha said, my Rebbe said, the union of a husband and wife not sitting together in shul. It's not just because of the gedarim of Prishus and Kedusha. It's because it's natural that there's no person on earth that you depend on more than your husband and your wife. And there's no person that gives you that feeling of companionship more than your best friend. Than your husband, your wife. There's nobody gives you that feeling as much to rely upon someone else. And the way the Rav said it was that that the Baruch Shalom wants that when you come before him, that you don't have that. That you should be by yourself. It's nice, even if your wife, even if the husband and wife are not talking to each other, but to sit in the synagogue next to each other, guidance. You know why? Because even knowing that the person is next to me is ki'ilu the person is talking. It's ki'ilu, you're not, because you can't be alone, because that's somebody that you're mekushet to. He said, that's not how you can't daven like that. Davening comes from a place of being alone. And a place of loneliness to a certain. I mean, he spoke a lot about that, Kiyadu. To be in that place of being alone, of being lonely. You can't be in that way of davening. You can't be in a place of davening. What he's saying is that if you have nobody to talk to and nobody to think about, it could be Yaschel Bemis Lachshav Latzma. You might, who knows what, you might actually think about yourself. Not what you want or what you need, but to think about Oz Yagish at Kamahu Katan. And you're afraid to have these feelings of how small you are, Meruchak Ma'im Hashem, how far you are from Hashem. Hissam Yasim Libo, suddenly you might notice. That even though you're a popular person, you might even be a famous person. The whole thing is just a trick. When you fooled other people to think you're some kind of a big knacker. Rabbi Nachman used to speak about a popular, well-known person was a mafursim shel sheker. Rabbi Nachman was speaking about some of the other rebbes of his time, and he called them mefusomim shel sheker, rabbis, talmid chachamim, and rebbes that were famous for their learning and so on. And he called them, many of them, mefusomim shel sheker, famous people of falsehood, famous false people, mefusomim shel sheker. These are not thoughts you're going to have when you got your podcast on, when you have your friend talking to you. When you're among other people, when you're with your husband, when you're with your wife, with your kids, you're not going to have these mashals. You might have those mashals about the people that you're with, but how far that person is from Hashem. How that person talks during davening. How that person doesn't dress properly. But about yourself, you're not going to have mashals. That's only when you're by yourself. And if you're really, really not well, then you won't have those machshavos when you're by yourself either. You'll lie there by yourself, thinking about the animals, or thinking about other people. His bodhidus, a life of his bodhidus, that we're going to learn how to develop, life of his bodhidus does not allow you to live that way. You can't live that way if you're a person of his bodhidus. You simply cannot live that way. It changes your life from being external to internal. It changes your life. That doesn't mean you become unfriendly. Hadarabi, you become a person that thinks very much about how can I relate better to my wife? How can I be a better father, a better friend? Adrabi. It doesn't make you a person that's not friendly. It doesn't make you into a person that's separated. It makes you into a better friend, into a better spouse, into a better parent. But the only way to do that is by being able to have his bodhidus, by being alone. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in such a way. You might start to think a little bit. You might start to think, I go to a shiur, I learn. How many blat gemara do I really know? How properly do I really know? If that's your thing. Obviously, a girl or someone that's learning other things. But how much Torah do I really know? Whether your thing is gemara, Rashi Tosfos is your thing, is to learn Tanakh, whatever it is. But really, I'm doing this all these years. How much do I really know? To even know of them at all. It's true that the way that you might carry yourself in public makes a very nice impression upon people. But the way that you appear to others, is that who you really are? Is that the emes ha'pnimis? Is that who you really, really are? Is that the emes ha'pnimis? I was looking at this This is a Gewaldige Sefer. I love this Sefer. And I had this, I spent some time the other night in the Chasna talking to the Mechabes, not to the Mechabes, the Tzaddik's son. This Reb Shlomo Latursky from Denver, the Malchus Shlomo. It's a very hard Sefer to get. It's a Gewaldige Sefer. So there was some Meisim from the Tzaddik, the Hornstab Rebbe from Denver, Reb Shlomo Latursky. So there were some stories there. It said that somebody asked this Tzaddik, this from Denver, somebody asked him, is it true that that when you were, because I saw a picture of you when you were little, and I saw that you had very short pace when you were back in Milwaukee with your father, when you were a kid, you only had little pace. Is that true? He said, that's true. You saw the picture, and it's true. I had only little pace. And that must be that's because your father, the Rebbe Schussi Leiner, it must be that your Rebbe wanted you to have little payas. He said, that's also true. So then why do you have such long payas? He said, because I rebelled. And he walked away. It's a great story. I love it. I saw this last night. He said, I rebelled. It's just a kasha. My father was like that, and I'm like this. A kasha, it's a big kasha. He wanted me to have a little pace, not have long pace. I rebelled. No? It's a simple story. It's a very, very big story. It's such pashas, the way it's written. Animirati. That's what it says. So what? People do it all the way, all the time the other way. So why can't I do it this way? You're wondering, how come I'm not a duplicate of my father? Animirati. I rebelled. It's an idea of a person saying Shalom Aleichem to himself, not just Shalom Aleichem to other people, even your own father, even his own father, not to say Shalom Aleichem, just to his father, but to say Shalom Aleichem to oneself as well. It's the only time that's possible, is that you could carry yourself on the outside the whole time a certain way, but is that the emes apnimius of who you are, the way that you present? When you present, he's being hard on us here in the beginning. Because he's got to get us ready for the program, so you have to come to get on your knees and say, "Okay, okay, okay." Let's learn. A person should also make a cheshbon. After all the years of your learning, davening, and keeping mitzvahs, are you less connected to Gashmius? Has that refined you? You salivate less when you see the smoke coming up from the barbecue. Has it made you less of a magushim? Even a little bit, have you become a person that's less magushim? With all the learning, all the years of davening, all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, are you less magushim? From physical things, from the taivus that you have from the day that you were born, are you less connected to them? There are a lot of things to think about, but you're not going to think about these when you're busy with other people. You're not going to think about them when you're busy. The things that you've done, that they were not right. Things that you've said that have hurt other people. Things that you've done that are wrong. He said, what are the things that you should have done? The things that you did that you shouldn't have done? What about the things that you should have done and you didn't do? The things that you should have done and you didn't do. To think about that. What you should have done and you didn't do. Haklal Hamidas. Midas, each midah separately and individually. Hakirva, Hashaycha Sochal Hashem, your closeness or your distance from Hashem. Ala Tfilah She'ena Ela Amira Kvua Midei Yom, your davening that's just davening that you just say the words, you just say them, stam, you repeat them, you just say them because you've been saying them your whole life, you just say these words. The Loi Neshama. You daven without a neshama. li shum chibul Hashem, that any feeling of attachment to Hashem, li gagum v'kisuf, without any longing for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Atem moitzim mipichas amilam shenivchu al-yidei anshei kness agdoi l'baruch kodshem. You're just mouthing the words that the Anshei Kness was Agdola put together a long time ago. You just say those words. You're just saying those words. Chalkam af menevuah. Well, some of those words, of course, are from that were by the Nevi'im, from Aishu Ben, from David HaMelech, from HaKadosh, they put together. And you're saying the words. You're just repeating words that they're saying. Vata bechlal lo sham. Vata bechlal lo sham. You're bechlal not in those words at all. You're not present in those words at all. Those are words that you just say every single day. Ashvei, Ashvei, Yishtabach. They're just words that somebody else wrote. You're just saying those words. My wife has a funny story. She has one of her younger sisters was having problems with in an English class. She wasn't such a great student in the English literature, whatever English. That was my wife's main subject was literature or poetry. So her little sister had to write a poem for homework. So she went into when they were kids growing up, she went into my wife's drawer. She went into her room and she was looking by her papers and she found a poem. And she copied it down and she gave it into the teacher the next day that this is her poem. The only problem is it was a poem by Emerson, which my wife liked, and she just copied. It's a very famous poem. I don't remember which one. And she said, this is like some like really fancy, beautiful poem. She thought it was from her sister. So she gave it in as her homework. She said, yeah, this is my poem. The teacher said, oh. Like, you know, it's like giving in a piece of Shakespeare. And she says, I'm a Shakespearean writer, you know. Somebody else's words, you understand? Somebody else's words. You know, how would a girl feel if the guy proposes to her, like, and it turns out it's sticking out from his pocket, like from Hallmark, a card. You know, and he saw something and said over there, you know, your eyes shine like the stars that come out at night. She goes, what? I never heard you talk that way. You're from Kanasi. He said, no, your eyes shine like the stars that come out at night. Somebody else says, I didn't mean that, Jeff, to insult me. I was thinking about my wife. She's from Kanasi. You know, it's not your words. At the lo sham, at the lo sham. You're not there. You're bechlal not there. You say the words, thousands and thousands and thousands of words a year. Bechlal lo sham. The bechlal lo sham. The person stops and thinks, "Hey, funny. Where am I now? I'm in the middle of Yishtava. I'm in the middle of Vok Shama. Hey, funny. Where am I? Bemis, where am I?" The person doesn't want to be alone because he's afraid. He might have these thoughts. He might actually have these thoughts in that quiet place of being alone. Therefore, a person would rather be just with anybody, with somebody, something, anything, a newspaper, a program, anything, just not by myself. I was talking to somebody who was telling me how his daughter was having a nervous breakdown because she could not find her phone. He has a teenage daughter. It wasn't that she was just upset. She started to cry. She was howling and crying and went through this like convulsions. Because she couldn't find her phone. Convulsions. It means you have a world of people, a whole world of people, who are growing up without the inyan of Bodo Yeshu, like in this week's parasha, without Bechlal, an inyan of being Michutz, and being alone, and sitting by oneself, and being in a place that she was so terrified of being without the phone. Like you see nowadays that there are many of the young people, and I'm hearing that there are even some adults that they can't hold themselves back from texting on Shabbos, from seeing the news and seeing the sports scores, whatever it is. They can't go. They can't manage. They start falling apart. They get nervous. They start sweating. They can't live like that. to be by oneself, to be alone with one's thoughts. Which is, of course, another reason why there's drugs and drinking. Because chas v'chalil, you shouldn't be in that place of levad. Of levad. Better to be with others, not to go to those dark places. The dark place within yourself. Or memories that a person has. You don't want to think about memories. These scary thoughts. Toiva. They're making demands of you to change. They're making certain demands of you. Not to be this way. Not to go. Not to live this way. Darshan. These are thoughts that are derish, that they're demanding something of you. Nobody wants that. The theme of our times is get off my case. Kids don't want their parents or their teachers to ask anything of them. What are you asking? What do you want from me? What are you, your teveya, your derish? You derish something. Miyasrim, tormenting. Shoivrim, umapilim, these thoughts, they break you, they throw you down. Nobody wants. You don't want those. But there's another hidden reason for this fear of levad, this inyan of not being alone. There's someone else who is terrified lest a person get involved in his bodies. There's another presence in our lives that's terrified if you and I become people of Hezbollah, if we join the ranks of the Hezbollah. Of course, who is that? And that, of course, is the Yetzirah. Why? The Yetzirah knows that if you become a Hezbollah, the Yetzirah is out of business. That's the end. He's finished. If you become a person of Hezbollah, then the Yetzirah is finished. It could take time. Take years, but this Yetzirah knows that this is now a person who's equipped to fight, who's equipped to give him a beating. So Yetzirah would rather go to somebody else, not to this person. Who you they hate him? Because the Yetzirah knows that the moment that a person sits facing Hashem, noichach pnei Hashem, tipard mimen. He'll be able to. Tell the Yetzirah to get lost. He's b'chlam not interested in the Yetzirah when he's sitting noichach pnei Hashem. The same way that the Yetzirah doesn't want you sitting with it, doesn't want you going to tzaddik. The Yetzirah will allow you to learn and to do all kinds of nice things but to go to actually be in the presence of a tzaddik, because the Yetzirah knows that when you're sitting with the tzaddik, then you don't have a Yetzirah. When you're in the presence of a tzaddik, you don't have a Yetzirah. You feel that you're noichach pnei Hashem. You're with the tzaddik. The Yetzirah doesn't want that. That's the Yetzirah's whole metzias. The department of timas by, because when you're sitting noichach pnei Hashem, the Yetzirah is something that disgusts you. You're not interested. You see about ne'ilah nobody has the Yetzirah. None of us have a Yetzirah by ne'ilah. Why? No, there's no Yetzirah by Neil. So the Yetzirah doesn't make a pronouncer for Neil, you understand? What kind of a pronouncer? By Neil, the Yetzirah, there's no Yetzirah. Nobody has Yetzirah by Neil. Well, not. By Kol Nidre, by Neil. Nobody has Yetzirah. Because there's that moment. There's that moment. So the Yetzirah is at that moment, the person disgusted with the Yetzirah. It's a mius to the Yetzirah. If someone comes over to you at the time of Neil and says, look, I want to show you something, you know, something that you normally would be interested in seeing, and comes to you by Neil, you say, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. The Yetzirah doesn't want you to have that feeling, those feelings about him, you understand? The Yetzirah gets very insulted and hurt when you have such bad feelings about him, when you think negatively of him. Think about how, by Neil, if somebody would come over to you with a word of Lashon Hara, if somebody would come over to you, got you with a picture that's not nice, it's disgusting. Mamish disgusting. It's the Yetzirah doesn't want that. The Yetzirah wants a person who says, what are you talking, what do you have? What are you showing? Tipardman, Timasba. Tislan alav yom yom lefanav yisbarach. If you are a person of Hizbardus, you spend your time during Hizbardus complaining and crying out to Hashem about these problems that you have in the Yetzirah. Tishbarach siach. You pour your tefillos out. You might even cry. The aggravation that the Yetzirah is calling you. In other words, you're now standing up to the Yetzirah. You're complaining, you're crying. You're reporting to the authorities. You're reporting the Yetzirah to the authorities. Until now, you were never mastering on the Yetzirah. You and the Yetzirah was one Metzias. Now all of a sudden, through his body, through this Avodah, the Yetzirah becomes somebody or something, a presence in your life, that you're reporting to Hashem. This thing is killing me. There's a guy that I know, that there was some person that, because of things that happened in their past together, this guy was, anytime this guy wanted to do something in his life, he was going around, the other guy would go to say Lashon Hara to this boss, to this job. He would go to say Lashon Hara about the first guy. Because he hated him, he was going to say Lashon Hara. And this was going on for a long time. Until finally, the guy that was the victim of this, he got a lawyer, and the guy was served like some papers, and it was a whole thing, and then it got quiet. And it quieted down. Why? Because the Rasha, the one that was going and saying Lashon Hara, he realized it's not going unnoticed. He's been reported. He's on file. They're looking into it. He could be sued. Something might happen. So same thing. The HR can go your whole life without ever being reported. Without ever getting in trouble. You're never mastering, you're never snitching, the HR just gets along with you fine. There's nothing. When you have somebody, let's say, that's courageous already to go talk to a Rebbe. Let's say you have your big bal taiva, and you're having all kinds of problems with the taiva. And you're doing some kind of bad affair. If at least you go and you talk to a tzaddik and you tell him the truth. You misvad, like Rabbi Nachman talks about, you misvad to a tzaddik. You go speak to a tzaddik, you go speak to your Rebbe. And you're courageous enough and honest enough to say, kach v'kach, this is what's going on in my life. Please help me. So then already that Yetzirah is on notice, you understand? It's already a huge step forward. Now it's going to be much easier for you to fight against the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is already in trouble. You got the Yetzirah into trouble, because he snitched on him. Most people don't do that. Most people just go their whole lives. They don't talk to people about their taivis, about their inyanim. They don't talk. There's no about this, and they don't even talk to a rabbi, but to a tzaddik, to a friend that could help. So the Yetzirah is never reported. Yetzirah is never reported. It's a very intimate thing. You and your Yetzirah, you have this thing between you. It's completely intimate and private. It's completely private. That's where the Yetzirah thrives, like a bacteria. It thrives, like when you have something, you know, like a dirty place, and it's 90 degrees out every day, and it's closed, and there's food in there, you know. You see all the insects, all the bugs, everything inside of there. This is Gan Eden, mamash. It's Gan Eden. What could be better? The guy never ever opens up the thing. Never. It's Gan Eden. All the bugs, all the bacteria, all the filth, all the schmutz is sitting inside and cooking in there the whole summer. That's how the Yetzirah works. When the Yetzirah is in that place and you don't report it to anybody else, ideally to Hashem as well, to a tzaddik, that's how it thrives. In the darkness, in the shadows. That's the Yetzirah. You have this private thing going on. You have a person that was living as a frum person, going all of his life, you know, everything is good, and goes to shul, daf yomi. He's got some secret gig on the side. Lo aleinu. Who knows, with a lady, the guy, nowadays anything goes. He's got something going on, right? If he never went to speak to a therapist, a friend, a tzaddik, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way, to cry and to say, Baruch Hu, this is killing me. To go at least to a tzaddik, to a good friend, I got to tell you, I'm doing this, it's killing me. My wife, she's so good to me, this is what I'm doing. I look at these things, you know, I'm ruining my life. And then you just live in that garbage can of filth in the summer, a long summer, 70, 80 years, of your Yetzirah. That's what the Yetzirah likes. Darkness, the shadows, intimacy, privacy. We have this thing between us, me and you. No one in the world knows about it. No one in the world. People go and they blog, and they don't have to give their names. People could go their whole lives making believe they're other people. So there was a teacher that was telling me that she teaches in a very nice girls' school, and she has these, like, some of these tzaddikuses that they sit in her class during the day. And I don't know how she knows, and I don't think that they should do this, but she's able to see the Facebooks of these girls, some of them. I don't know, you can't hide the face. I don't know how it works. But the teacher is looking on the Facebooks of the students. And she says, I have these, like this girl, she sits there with these long sleeves, and she has a button up to here, and she chuckles all day. And then I go onto her Facebook, and she's like, whoa. Like this other person on the face. So I said to, like, why are you looking at that? You shouldn't be looking at that. I wanted to say is that maybe she's looking at your Facebook. I don't know what's going on with people these days. Who's looking? I don't know what you got on your Facebook. Oh, so you don't have a Facebook. Everybody has a Facebook. It just might not be on the computer. You understand? Everybody's got a Facebook. It's just how good you are at hiding it. Kids are not so good. They're not so shrewd and clever. Kids are not so... Why is it? And I tell this girl, like, you know, you can't do that. Your teachers are looking into your stuff. Why are you putting it up there? I don't know how they could control that, but you can't put your things up. You got teachers looking at you. Nowadays, people are my wife said she was looking for, we had an old piano, and she was looking up something about how to get rid of this piano. You need special people. I don't know. So she was trying to get rid of the piano. And then 2 weeks later, she's getting messages from people about people who sell pianos. They thought maybe you want a new piano. Strangers are sending her messages about piano. It means people are watching. Somebody's watching all this stuff. It means that when we go on, there are people that can watch anything you're writing on your phone. Because you like this kind of music. You like this kind of clothing. So before, you're not going shopping anywhere. No. Ushi told me that they're developing a technology that a person is going to walk into a store, and when you're passing by, they know that you like neckties.
Right.
You're passing by the necktie section, they say, hey, Joe, you know, we got some new ties in last week from France. You just walk into the store.
Yeah.
They got you lined up. So it's mamish a pach. At the same time that people are doing everything they can to hide from other people, there are other people that are trying to find you. And it's a pachad what's going on. If you think about it, it's a pachad. I don't know where this is going, but it's a pachad in the world, such a thing. So people are trying to hide, and they have these different identities, and there are others that are on the computer trying to find you and to uncover who you are. And when it comes to being with Hashem as well, who loves you, or your husband, your wife, your dearest friend, can't be yourself. You have to hide, and you have to also play games. This is the situation that we're in. It's time for Mincha then.
Okay.